This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know if you saw it, but the New York Times got its hands on some CDC data a couple of weeks ago that showed, among a whole lot of other really troubling realities, that Black and Latino people are three times more likely to contract COVID than their white neighbors are, and twice as likely to die once they do get sick. One of the many reasons for that is that Black and Latino workers are much more likely to have jobs that can't be done from home. Think bus drivers and healthcare attendants, grocery clerks as well. Brownsville in Brooklyn, in New York City, where 80% of residents are Black, has been hit especially hard. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst went and spent some time there.
Father Edward Mason remembers when he realized COVID-19 was going to be devastating to his community in Brownsville. It was back in mid-April. In the local public housing complex, a lot of seniors weren't answering their phones.
And when they went into the building, went into the apartments, they found 10 seniors who had passed away alone in their apartment, predominantly Black with a heavy Latino influence as well.
Since then, the virus has killed dozens of his parishioners.
Two large sectors of employment for our community. For the men, it's grocery stores. And for the women, it's home health aides in the health field, both of which were essential workers who kept working. So you had large segments of our population, most of whom live in apartment buildings, high-density buildings, having to go to work every day.
Audra Palacio, 41, is one of those essential city workers in New York's homeless services. I met with her at her parents' house. Her mom was frying fish for lunch in the kitchen while her dad watched the news. Palacio remembers going to work with people who were getting sick. She asked for guidance from her employers and got none. By late March, she was sick too.
The body aches. It's just like something took over my body and I could not even move. Like it took over my chest. And I had to stop. I could not function. I had to call my supervisor and tell her I can't.
The way Palacio describes it, COVID-19 came into Brownsville like a wildfire. Soon her entire family got it, including her mom and her dad, who is nearing 80. Her next-door neighbor fell into a coma. Her uncle died from it. Palacio says it wasn't just the fact that she got infected, it's the care she received that makes her upset.
I remember going to the health clinic in this neighborhood and being told, if you're feeling sick, why did you come here? You want to get me sick? You want to get other people sick? And we were scolded as an essential worker like myself.
Some essential workers say treatment like that made them feel disposable. Carmen has worked at a hospital in New York for nearly 20 years in close contact with patients. She asked that we not use her last name. She's worried about employer retaliation. We meet on her stoop in Brownsville on a hot summer day, and she points to all the people who died here in the last few months.
We lost the people in the supermarket. We lost people that used to sell food outside. They passed away because they were letting the people die.
She's in her 50s. At the end of March, she asked for some time off since her husband has a heart condition that makes him high risk, and she was being exposed every day.
They didn't approve me to stay home. So I asked for time off. They didn't approve it.
She eventually got sick. She says it was very hard to find testing here. When she finally did, she tested positive. She was told to go home.
I have a big group at church, so we prayed on the phone. We prayed twice a day. Ten piedad de nosotros y del mundo entero. Have mercy on us and the whole world.
She eventually recovered from the virus and is back at the hospital now, working. Brownsville is calmer now than it was back in March and April. Neighbors are cleaning up their garage. A big graduation sign hangs on someone's porch. A car bumping music drives by. But many residents here wonder about the second wave of infection and how much New York and this neighborhood can endure. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.